This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. There is a long and all too familiar feeling list of reasons we're having a housing crisis in this country. Among the familiar, there's a flat out shortage of homes in many cities and towns, and the shortage of affordable homes is even worse. But one thing that doesn't get so much attention is the role of residential zoning in all this, specifically rules that allow only detached single family houses in certain areas. Earlier this year, the city of Minneapolis abolished single-family zoning in most of the city. The Oregon legislature did the same for much of the state. But simply adding density may not get you more of a good thing. Marketplace's Amy Scott brings us more from Denver.
Walk around parts of Denver's Berkeley neighborhood, and you'll see a strange mix of houses. Century-old bungalows with big yards and front porches, and three-story modern duplexes with balconies and roof decks. From the looks of it, the duplexes are winning.
Here's another single story that's going to be demolished. It's got the fence up. And
another duplex
and another
next door.
Another new one. Yep.
Bill Killam has lived here for 30 years and volunteers with Historic Berkeley Regis, a neighborhood preservation group. He says the invasion of the duplexes started about 10 years ago.
As we were coming out of the recession, a lot of these houses were able to be bought up fairly inexpensively because it was at the bottom of the market.
Developers saw they could make a lot of money tearing down one little house and replacing it with two big ones under one roof. And as Denver became a magnet for young professionals, there was plenty of demand, but also plenty of longtime residents who hated these 5,000 square foot boxes built practically to the lot lines. And in 2010, when the city went through a big rezoning process, officials put on the brakes.
The 2010 zoning code actually downzoned about 75% of Denver to single family as a result of that pushback.
Architect Goja Kung says so much of the city was suddenly off limits for this kind of building, there was a frenzy to grab what was left.
There are these few pockets. Those are the ones that are targeted by developers.
Developers like Jay Feaster.
I don't have horns, even though I know some folks would say that I probably do.
He shows me one of his duplexes in a neighborhood called Sunnyside. Each side has three bedrooms and four bathrooms, huge windows, gleaming white cabinets, hardwood floors.
My wife refers to the kitchen island as the aircraft carrier because it's 13-something feet long.
Now, in theory, two connected homes where there used to be one is what a growing city like Denver needs. Duplexes are part of what's called the missing middle between apartment buildings and detached single-family homes. But as the city has boomed and land has gotten more expensive, so have the houses. Each half of this duplex went for more than $800,000. Feaster says restricting density to a few areas has pushed up prices.
I feel like if they didn't concentrate the zoning, number one, it would help prices stay a lot more attainable. But simultaneously, you wouldn't have all these three-story units because people would try to be blending into the neighborhood more.
Feaster says he's been trying by building more two-story duplexes with traditional features like pitched roofs and big front porches. But it's not just the architecture that bugs people. As we talked on the roof deck, I noticed a TV crew down below, interviewing the next-door neighbor on the front stoop of his bungalow. His name is Bobby Lefebvre, and he'd written a play about what's happening to his part of the city. I went to see it.
I remember what it was called, the North Side.
Now they are calling it the Highlands.
North Side is about a young Chicano couple trying to buy a house in their working-class neighborhood as it gentrifies. They end up in a bidding war with a white couple from the suburbs.
If we don't get into something here soon, I don't know if we'll be able to afford it later.
Sometimes I look at what it's become, and I wonder if it's even worth sticking around for.
Lefebvre, the playwright, didn't want to be interviewed. But I talked to one of the actors, Angel Mendez Soto, who's lived in Sunnyside for more than 40 years. The upside of all this development, his house is worth more than 10 times what he paid for it in the 80s. On the other hand, the bungalow next door has been replaced by one of those giant duplexes with a roof deck.
Before, you sit on the porch and you'd be the neighbor sitting on the porch across, and you know, that might be a cross conversation. But you know, how do you talk to somebody who's looking down on you? It's a very weird situation.
A situation city officials say they plan to address with zoning changes that promote what's been called gentle density, adding much-needed housing without destroying the character of the existing neighborhood. In Denver, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.